With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. On Wednesday, Butte's local government approved an overarching $150 million Superfund cleanup deal, marking a new chapter for the mining city, which has been on the nation's list of most toxic sites since the 1980s. Nora Sachs with Montana Public Radio's Richest Hill podcast has more.
District 4, John Sorich.
Yes.
District...
Just before Butte Silver Bow's Council of Commissioners voted on the Superfund deal during a virtual council meeting, Commissioner Michelle Shea spoke about the gravity of the occasion.
We're preparing to make the most monumental decision to ever affect the future of our great city.
That's because this agreement, or consent decree, lays out a blueprint for finishing the decades-long mine waste cleanup of the Butte Hill and Urban Creeks. And it guarantees Butte's Industrial Creek Corridor will be transformed into a 120-acre greenway with ponds and walking trails. John Sesso, Butte Superfund coordinator, acknowledged that the settlement between the county, the state, the Environmental Protection Agency, and Atlantic Richfield isn't perfect. But he says it locks in a legal framework that will hold the former oil company responsible for $150 million more worth of cleanup work.
We're set up well for the future. We got the money. ARCO's paying for everything. I think it's time to go ahead and let the chief sign this document and move it forward, Mr. Chairman.
Butte Superfund parties spent 2 years hashing out the details of the 1,100-page consent decree, which was unveiled to the public in February. There's a vocal contingent in Butte who maintain the deal does not go far enough because it won't rebuild the very upper stretch of the Silverbow Creek Channel into a free-flowing stream. However, the vast majority of public comments received at virtual meetings over the last month and a half were in support of the county approving the cleanup deal. Retired hydrogeologist Joe Griffin said Wednesday that this agreement won't just be good for Butte and its headwaters. It will help restore the Clark Fork River Basin as a whole.
This is a milestone moment for us all, and it will echo through time and across the watershed.
As soon as Butte's chief executive signs the consent decree, it will be lodged with a federal district court, which will trigger a formal 30-day public comment period. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.